Cardinals. So defensive penalty on Rugby Panthers. That's their first. It'll be first and five for Carrington. And it'll be on their own 39. So Cardinals will dig in. First and five for Carrington on the 39. Nelson digs in under center. I formation in the backfield. Nelson takes a snap, turns, gives it to Clifton, runs his way up to the left side, and gets a couple. So that's his third carry. He's got 6 yards now on his third carry. So he's second and third now for Carrington. Ball is marked on the 41-yard line. We want to thank Central Agency of Carrington. See them for all your real estate and insurance needs. One receiver left, one right for the Cardinals. Nelson digs in our center. He's got Clifton back there. Clifton runs a sneak. Still on his feet and spins. Gets to the 50. Still on his feet. Can't bring him down. And now he'll be brought down. And he gets about 9 yards there for Carrington. So Nelson, nice run up the middle on the keeper. So both teams going with the sneak here and working fairly well so far. That'll put it into Rugby territory now. It'll be first and 10 on the 49 of Rugby. 6-0, Rugby leading, 2:10 to go, first quarter. Playoff implications here tonight for both teams. Receiver right will be Cade Lura. One receiver left, Nelson digs in. Nelson, a pitch to Clifton, runs it far side. Has a blocker, but the Panthers' defense, let's see, we'll bring him down. And so they'll give him 2 yards, so it'll be second and eight. So Clifton went to the right side, or left side, their left. Cardinals running left to right here at Stadium 76. Cool night. Muddy, wet field, squishy field. Had a ref slip tonight, and players slipping. All right, here we go. Second and eight, 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Rugby leads at 6-0. Retzloff will be to the slot. He'll go on the line. Nelson will be in the gun. Man in motion is Busness behind the line. Takes the snap. Will be the option to the near side. Nelson now, and he's gobbled up for no gain. Big tackle there, but I have no idea. His number is completely engulfed in mud. Is that number 10? Ty Gross? I'm guessing. He's got all mud on this right side of his back of his jersey. So coming in will be Cade Lura. So third down for Carrington and eight on the 47 of Rugby. And now we'll get a timeout Cardinals. So we'll do the same. We'll be back in 1 minute. It's 6-0 Rugby. Welcome back to Stadium 76. Got a Twins update for you. Twins lead the Yankees 2-1. Bottom of the third, one out. Yankees at the bat in New York. All right, here we go. Welcome back to Carrington. Third and eight. Nelson, quick pass, and it's going to be incomplete out of reach of Clifton. Clifton kind of slipped again in the backfield, and Nelson kind of led him, but Clifton just wasn't there because Clifton on the muddy field slipped. So that's another slip here this evening. Someone's got to keep track of slips here, I think. I don't have that in my stat book, unfortunately. That's got to be the fourth, maybe the fifth. Back to return will be Jaden Hamilton, kicker Nelson. So Nelson will kick it on fourth down, low punt, or low snap. He had to get it on the bounce. Hamilton gloves it. Fair catch. So it'll be first and 10 for the eight, on the 18 for the Rugby Panthers. This will be their third offensive series of the game. It's the worst field position they've had since they had it on the 45 and went three and out. 35, they scored a touchdown, then they got it on the 18. First and 10, 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Rugby leading Cardinals. Class A Region 2 football here from Carrington on Stadium 76. Right here on the Cardinal, KDAK, AM 1600, FM 100.1, and NewsDakota.com. We also got the KDAK mobile app. All right, here we go. Hamilton, 6'6", QB digs in. Two receivers right, turns, gives it to Vetch. There we go. I'll get it eventually. And let's see, he's brought down. Be about two for Vetch, Keith Vetch. One, two, three, four, five carries now for Vetch the senior. Coming in there now is Colton Busness, number 55. Kwame also in there for Cardinals defense, sophomore at 195. Panthers line up, second and long, 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. See what the Panthers do here. They got to take it. They got to get a playoff. The game clock. Panthers dig in. Hamilton looking pass gets flushed out of the pocket, and almost brought down. He throws it. It's incomplete. Just got rid of it. He was harassed there by the Cardinals defense. Number 55 was in there. Colton Busness and Ethan Busness. So incomplete. So it'll be third and eight now for Rugby with 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Twins game, if you're wondering, can be heard on our sister station on the FM side, 103.1 FM. Our Thunder Country game of the week is in Enderlin tonight, Maple Valley Enderlin hosting Hankinson. Kyle Hewitt, the call on 98.3. All right, Panthers will line up on third and eight. Hamilton back to pass, looks left. Gets flushed out, scrambles, keeps it himself, spinning. And it'll be brought down for a short gain. Good defense again by Carrington. It's going to be fourth down. Clifton in there as well, and Kwame. So that'll be the end of the first quarter at 6-0. Panthers leading the Cardinals. We'll be back in 1 minute to Stadium 76. Twins update. Yankees lead the Twins now 3-2, bottom of the third. So the Yankees taking the lead. Here's a punt, short punt, but high. Lands at about the 50, goes out of bounds. So Carrington will have it. All right, so Carrington now, 21 in there. Jacob Seberg, sophomore, 125, wide receiver. Hendrickson will be far side, I formation in the backfield. Nelson, the senior QB at 6'5", will dig in for the Cardinals. 6-0, Rugby leading. Just underway here in the second quarter from Carrington. Here's a give to Busness, pounding his way up. Has some green in front of him. Has enough for a 5 and 10. Should be enough for a first down. Nice job by Busness. Had some room there in front of him and took off. Got 10 yards. Ethan Busness now, the junior, has 2 carries for 13 yards. Junior 200-pounder. I'm going to keep a close eye on this Yankees game, Twins game. Boy, oh boy. Yankees take the lead 3-2, bottom of the third and two out. All right, here we go. First and 10 for the Cardinals. They have it in Rugby territory. Here's a give to the left side. No room and loss probably for Carrington. As they got a loss. Tackle was made by number 99. Let's see, who is that? Cole Slabaugh, the junior, 6'4". Some height on this team. So second and 10 now for Carrington. Here comes Tate Larson in there. And Hendrickson will be near side for the Cardinals. Busness will be left side receiver as well. One receiver right, Nelson in the shotgun. Nelson the QB on second down, and we got flags coming in. So let's see what it is here. So it'll be a false start on the Cardinals. That'll be their second offensive penalty here. That'll back them up 5 yards. So it'll be second and 15 now for Carrington on this cool night, cool Friday night. Windy, too. I think we're under a wind advisory for tomorrow. I think an entire day. Hendrickson near side. Nelson in the gun. Takes it, gives it to Clifton. Has some room, pounding his way up, and maybe gets back to the original line of scrimmage. So 5 yards for Michael Clifton. So back to third and 10 for Carrington. Carrington beat Park River earlier tonight in volleyball at the Laker Invite in Del Lac, 2-0. The second time they've met Park River. All right, here are the Cardinals now on third and 10. 10 minutes to go till half. Rugby leads at 6-0. I formation for the Cardinals. 2 receivers right. Nelson digs in. Nelson back to pass. It's going to be reversed to Hendrickson, and Hendrickson slips again. Big loss. That's going to be a loss of 5 or 6. Just very muddy, slippery conditions out there. So be fourth and forever for the Cardinals. Cardinals look like they'll have to, let's see, it's about on the 47 of Rugby. So Cardinals showing punt. Hamilton back to receive for Rugby. Nelson back at the 40 to punt it off. And Nelson gets a snap. Here's a punt. Nice high punt. Kind of short, though. Lands at about the 27 or so. So Rugby will have it back. So Rugby will get the ball back now. Leading at 6-0 here in the second quarter. And 9-10 remaining till halftime. The Twins are at bat top of the fourth. They're down to the Yankees 3-2. All right, here we go. Rugby Panthers now working left to right here at Stadium 76. Here comes Hamilton and the Panthers. Near side receiver will be right number 17 there. And that is Corey Mattern. I formation in the backfield. Hamilton digs in, has got a receiver left. Turns, gives it to Vetch. Vetch runs it left side. And maybe one. No gain, they'll say. Okay. Keith Vetch has kind of struggled running the ball. He's got 6 carries and 5 yards. Panthers on second down and 10 now on their own 30. Receiver right side again will be Corey Mattern. Two left. Looks like Jaden Hamilton will be in the gun now. Hamilton now takes a snap. Quick pass to the left side. It's complete. Enough for 5. And it should be more, about 6 or 7. So about 8 yards. I didn't see who caught that. Anyway, they did complete it. So it's about 3rd and 2 now. So 3rd and 2 for Rugby. They have it on their own 38-yard line. Here come the Panthers up. Near side receiver, number 20, Devin Michaels, the senior, 6'2". Two tailbacks. Hamilton digs in her center, receiver left. Takes the snap, gives it to his fullback, running up, and Corey matches up the gut. We're getting a 3. So about 3 yards there. So they did move the chains, so enough for the first down now. So Rugby will move the ball here. 1st and 10 on the 40 of Rugby. 7:30 to go till halftime. It's 6-0. Rugby Panthers leading the Carrington Cardinals here tonight. So Panthers now will take over. First down, rather. So 17 and 20 near side receivers. That's Corey Mattern and Devin Michaels. Hamilton rolls to the right side, keeps it, has 5, 10, gets about 12, be in Carrington territory. So Hamilton was thinking of passing that, but he's seen a lot of room in front of him, so he decided to just take it himself. And he gets about 12, so that'll put it in Cardinal territory now. So 6-0 Rugby leading Carrington here in the second quarter with 6:49 to go. Oh, the Cardinals sideline is just mucky. Right below us here at Stadium 76. Lots and lots of rain here in the Central City. All right, Hamilton on first down will dig in. He's got 2 tailbacks, receiver left, 1 right. Hamilton takes the snap. And turns, gives it to the left side. And that's going to be to Corey Vetch. Let's see, who was that? So it'll bring up back. It's about 3 there. So it'll be 2nd down and 7 with 6 minutes to go here, second quarter. The Panthers working left to right here. P- Panthers got 4 seconds left in the game clock. They got to hurry. And it's going to be timeout Panthers. So, all right, we'll do the same. 6-0. Rugby leading Carrington here in the second quarter. All right, here we go. Welcome back to Carrington. Update from New York. 3-2. Yankees lead the Twins. Middle of the fourth. The Twins led in that one. 2-1. All right, second and 7 for the Panthers. Hamilton will be in the gun. He's got two backs just behind him. Hamilton looks right, throws left, has a receiver, a single coverage. Whoa, way overthrows him. Probably about 15 yards. He's standing at about the 50, and that ball landed about the 15, maybe 10. So incomplete, though. So third and 7 for the Rugby Panthers. They have it on the 45 of the Cardinals. So the Panthers will line up. Receiver right will be Cody Junt, the senior. Nope, check that. Be number 20, Devin Michaels, the senior. And Junt will go to the other side. Hamilton now steps back to pass and almost brought down to be a fumble. Nope, check that. He still has it. Almost knocked loose. He has a receiver. It's going to be complete to Vetch. And it's a 25-yard line, so about 20 yards. I thought it was knocked out, and he stayed with it and spun around and completed the pass to Keith Vetch for 20 yards. So Panthers get a break there, as I thought that was going to be knocked out. And Hamilton stuck with it. All right, first and 10 on the 26, 5:04 to go till halftime. It's 6-0. Panthers leading. And the Panthers driving here in Cardinal territory on the 26-yard line. Hamilton digs in. He'll give it to the left side. A little slippery out there and get about maybe 4 or 5. That's going to be to Corey Vetch. So Corey Vetch, that's the number I was looking for, number 33. So Corey Vetch is a sophomore, 5'9", 140. So that is second down and 6 now for the Rugby Panthers. Ball is marked on the 22 of Carrington. Here come the Panthers working left to right. Two receivers left. One of them will be Devin Michaels. Hamilton digs in. Hamilton now has two tailbacks. Takes the snap, turns, gives it to the right side. And it's a give to Keith Vetch. And Vetch works his way up. And he gets about 3 or so. So third down for Rugby now. Third and about 2 or 3 or so. Number 54 coming in there for Carrington. Alec Horn, the junior, 300-pounder. So the Rugby Panthers, third and 2. 6-0, Panthers leading here in the second quarter. 3:36 to go till half. So far, low-scoring contest. Panthers will line up on third down and 2. Hamilton will be in the gun. He's got trips left, and now we got a whistle and a timeout Rugby. So we'll do the same. We'll be back in 1 minute to Stadium 76. Welcome back to Stadium 76. It's third and 2 for Rugby. And we got two receivers left, one right near side. Vetch in the backfield. Hamilton, the QB, in the gun. Vetch, and now here's a snap. Hamilton pitches it to Vetch. Vetch will work his way up and stop short by the Cardinals defense. Led there by Colton Busness. It'll be fourth down now. Big tackle there by Busness in the Cardinal defense. So Carrington. Make sure if you're listening here on KDAK and you're in your car, make sure to turn your lights off, please. We'd appreciate it. There's a couple out there. All right, here we go. Fourth and 3. Rugby lining up on the Carrington 18. Hamilton back to pass. Looks left, throws left, and it's complete. Should be enough for first down. So Slaybaugh brings it in. So complete. Get about four or so. So the Panthers will move the chains here.
Once again, here are your vehicles and your lights on. Would you please turn them off? Thank you.
So first and three, first and goal on the three for rugby. 2:17 to go till half. Two tailbacks. And Hamilton will dig in. Takes it, gives it. Backside, and going to be a fumble. Let's see who recovered it. It was Tim Miller. It's going to be Carrington. Going to be Carrington. Carrington will get the ball back, so rugby.
Still be
Panther ball. So Panthers will still have it. So a break for rugby. It's Carrington. Tried to get the fumble, but Panthers got on it somehow. So second and nine now. So that'll back them up. Second and goal on the nine. 1:29 to go till half. Hamilton digs in. Two receivers right, one left. Hamilton, the senior, steps back, looks right, and he's brought down for a sack. Colton Busness. Big sack there by Colton, the senior. 2:15. That'll back him up way long now. Third and 15. 1:02 to go till halftime. Receiver left side for rugby will be Devin Michaels. Trips right. Jaden Hamilton back to pass. Looks right, throws right, and it's incomplete. It's, let's see, is it intercepted? Lucas Hendrickson, interception. So the Cardinals will have it with 38 seconds to go. So interception thrown by Hamilton, and Lucas Hendrickson brings it in. So the Cardinal defense coming up big here. They had it first and goal, and they turn it over. So interception, first interception thrown by Jaden Hamilton. The Cardinals will have it deep in their own end zone. First and 10 on the five. They'll give it up the middle. Still pushing, pushing, pushing. And got about five or so out of that. Let's see, who was that? Busness? I think it was Busness. Oh, there's a bunch of players all around. All right, so it'll be second and five. 17 seconds to go till half. Cardinals have it on their own 10. 6-0 rugby. And it looks like the Cardinals will just let the clock wind down here. And we'll go to the halftime break. All right. Rugby leading Carrington 6-0 at the halftime break. All right, we'll take 3 minutes. We'll come back and recap the first half. Listen to live coverage of Cardinal football on KDAK and NewsDakota.com. Welcome back here to Stadium 76. We're at the halftime break, and they're announcing the youth football players here at Stadium 76. Right now, rugby leading Carrington 6-0 at the halftime break. Let's recap the one score so far. Rugby got on the board with 4:54 left in the first quarter. As they drove from the 35-yard line, they scored on a Cardinal turnover. Keith Vetch ran it in from 2 yards out. Extra point was no good, making it 6-0. And so far, that's been the only score. Rugby was first and goal, and the Cardinals defense coming up big and stopping them with a sack, Colton Bustis and Lucas Hendrickson an interception. So Cardinals hold the Panthers from scoring, and we are at 6-0 here at halftime. Okay, let's check out some of the stats here, unofficial stats. Jaden Hamilton, the QB for the Rugby Panthers. I got him down 6-12 for 52 yards and an interception. He's got 3 carries for 15 yards. Keith Vetch has 10 carries for 42 yards and a touchdown. And Corey Vetch has a couple carries in there as well. Slaybaugh has a reception for 4 yards too. So the Rugby Panthers have one penalty on defense for 5 yards. Carrington now, Seth Nelson, I have him down 3 of 5. I'm sorry, 1 of 3, for 15 yards, one completion. And he has a carry for 9 yards. Clifton, 7 carries, 28 yards. Ethan Busness, 3 carries, 18 yards. And that's all I got for you right now as far as total offense for Carrington. So, all right, we'll take another break. Actually, we have an update from Enderlin, our Thunder Country Game of the Week. And let's see here. Okay, so we got an update. Valley City leading Wahpeton 7-0 with 5:59 to go in the second quarter. So Valley City winning that one over Wahpeton Huskies. Oak score for you. Oaks over Fargo Oak Grove 28-0. Don't know the quarter. Jamestown Blue Jays and Minot are tied at 7 mid-second quarter. An update from Enderlin tonight. Maple Valley, Enderlin, and Hankinson Pirates are locked at 6. So that game in Enderlin is our Thunder Country Game of the Week, and that's heard on 98.3. Kyle Hewitt has the call for us on that station. Okay, let's check out Twins update here for you. Top of the fifth, Yankees still leading the Twins 3-2. So top of the fifth right now. And Yankees have the lead 3-2 over the Minnesota Twins in the American League Division Series, first game tonight. That's being heard on the Raven, 103.1 FM. Programming note for tomorrow, it's Twins game. It starts at 3. We'll have it for you right here on KDAK and 103.1 FM, the Raven as well. So a couple different ways to catch the game, Twins game tomorrow. Right now the Twins down 3-2. All right, right here in Carrington, it's 6-0. Rugby leading the Cardinals at half. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to Stadium 76. I'm Greg for the Cardinal and NewsDakota.com. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Class A football for you here on KDAK. Carrington and Rugby at the halftime break. Rugby leading the Cardinals 6-0. And we're just moments away here from the third quarter. Still see a vehicle out there with its lights on, with its headlights on. It's in the west end zone. It's a pickup truck. So if you're listening, please turn your headlights off. Maybe you don't even realize you have them on. Just double-check your headlights because they are on, that's for sure. There's another truck. They're just blinking the lights. So please turn your headlights off. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's see here. Cardinals getting ready on the sideline. And the Rugby Panthers warming up as well here in this cool Friday night. Refs coming back out on the field. Let's see the crowd. Kind of scarce out there. It's a cold night. Just rather listen on the radio. People with warm drinks and blankets and stocking hats and coats. They announced the youth football players here at halftime as well. It's parents' night, senior parents' night for cross country and football that was announced before the game. Refs from Valley City tonight. I guess I don't have the names. Sorry about that. All right, we should be set for action here. Reminder on our post-game report, we'll have head coach Kyle Smith join us up here in the press box, so keep it right here. Also, we have the new KDAK podcast available on newsdakota.com. Click on listen and then the and then podcast, and then KDAK podcast. And I'll make sure to get this game up here. I kind of started it late. I got to remember to record these things. And not used to that. So started a new KDAK podcast, and we'll try and get that game, this game, up on our website so you can listen to the play-by-play whenever on our website, newsdakota.com. There's all sorts of stuff on there as well, so. All right, I think they put it on. Yeah, okay, I forgot about the three-minute warm-up. All right, we'll take another break. We'll come back. Second half action. It's Rugby 6, Carrington 0. All right, ball's teed up on the 40. And it's Tim Miller. Kickoff. Wow, nice kick. Going to go to Hendrickson. Lands at the 15. Has at the 20. Runs right side. Now 25, 30, still has some punt room, and he gets up to about the 35. Now we got a fumble, and I think, let's see. And it's going to be rugby ball. So a fumble on the return, and that'll give it back to the Rugby Panthers in Cardinal territory. So Hendrickson had a nice return, but coughed it up. Now the Rugby Panthers will have it first and 10 on the 38 of Carrington. So just underway here in the third quarter, 6-0 Rugby. So Rugby Panthers will come out unexpectedly to get the ball here to start the third quarter. Two tailbacks in the backfield, receiver right, and Hamilton digs in for Rugby, and he gives it to the left side, and maybe a couple, maybe three. To number 25, it looks like. 25 is Joel, or I'm sorry, J.D. Mattis. I got it wrong in the book. J.D. Mattis is number 25. J.D. Mattis, 5'8", junior. All right, here we go. Second and 7 for the Panthers. Just underway, third quarter. Hamilton gives it to QB, and no short gain. It's going to be J.D. Mattis. So no gain there. 6-0 Rugby right now. These two teams battling here tonight. Defensive battle. First and 10.
If you're in your vehicles and you have your headlights on, please turn them off.
I know we got the West end zone vehicle turn off his lights or her lights. Thank you very much. Now we got another one out there. Here's Hamilton pass. And it's complete at the 20. So it'll be about, or 30 rather. It'll be 5 yards or so. So fourth and 3 for Rugby. They have it on their 30-yard line. Rugby Panthers will line up here with 10:18 to go in the third quarter. Looks like trips right. Hamilton will be in the gun. He's got a receiver left. One tailback beside Hamilton in the backfield. So Jaden Hamilton, the senior QB, takes the snap, wants to pass. Throws underneath, and it's complete. Should be enough for first down. And it's complete to Devin Michaels. I think that's his first reception here. So the Panthers move the chains here after the Cardinal turnover. So Panthers trying to convert again on a Cardinals turnover. That's how they got their first touchdown of the game with 4:54 to go in the first. They started at the 35 of Carrington and ran it in. 6-0 Panthers. Here's Hamilton now. Hamilton turns, gives it to the right side. And J.D. Mattis gets about maybe 3, maybe 4. So number 25 is actually J.D. Mattis. I think number 25 in the program has Joel Matthes or something. But it's J.D. Mattis. Boy, it is a cold night here. It doesn't help that I have a cold and other illnesses. All right, here it's 2nd and 6. Here's a receiver right and left. Jaden Hamilton digs in under center for the Rugby Panthers. Turns, wants to pass, rolls to the left side, and still has it. He'll keep it, run it left, and out of bounds and spins. Let's see where they mark it here. Might be short, looks like. He did 6, he probably got 5. Maybe, well, about 5.5. So 6. Going to be short. So 3rd and short now for the Rugby Panthers. Ball's on the Cardinal 15 with 8:56 to go in the third quarter. Lot on the line here for both of these teams. Both teams 2-2 in the region. You win here tonight, you control your own destiny. If you lose, you're going to need some help to make the playoffs, that is. All right, here's Jaden Hamilton. Hamilton gets to the right side and brought down right away in the backfield. That's Kwame, I think, in there. So Kwame, it'll be a loss. Nice job by the Cardinals defense, Calder Kwame. So fourth and three for Rugby with 8:32 to go in the third quarter. 6-0. Rugby Panthers leading. And Rugby driving here on the 18-yard line of the Cardinals. All right, trips right, fourth down, big fourth down here. Hamilton in the gun, he's got trips right. Hamilton now on fourth and three, back to pass. Throws down the middle, has a receiver, and it's going to be a touchdown from 18 yards. And that's going to be 12-0 now. Rugby Panthers get the score, 18-yard. So Hamilton completes it. And it's going to be to, I think that was, who was that out there? Ty Gross or Devin Michaels, one of the two. All right, anyway, it's 12-0. So they'll go for the extra 2 points here. Hamilton in the gun. Got three on the line. Quick dish underneath. Two-point conversion is going to be good. So it's 14-0. 14-0 Rugby Panthers leading the Cardinals here with 8:02 to go in the third quarter. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to Cardinal Football from Carrington on KDAK. Welcome back. That was Jaden Hamilton to Cody Junt, number 9, for the 18-yard touchdown reception. Two-point conversion's good. The Rugby Panthers have the lead now 14-0 with 8 minutes to go. Hendrickson brings it up, has it at the 25. Now runs it near side at the 20 or 30. He brought down about the 35-yard line. So Carrington will have it now, first and 10 on the 34. So that came here with about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Hamilton connects up with Junt for the 18-yard touchdown reception. Two-point conversion was good. So 14-0, Rugby Panthers leading the Cardinals. 7:55 to go in the third quarter. All right, here's Nelson and the Cardinals in need of some points. Clifton runs up to the line. Nelson now gives to Busness in the backfield. And bounces off some people, runs to the right side, but he's brought down. Brought down for a loss. I think that was Kelby Gingrich on the tackle. He's got a bunch of mud on his jersey there. So brought down for a loss. Carrington will have it. Second and about, nope, no loss, I guess. Second and 10. The 34. 7:30 to go in the third quarter. Here the Cardinals come up to the line. Hendrickson will be left side. Nelson digs in her center. He's got eye formation off. There's another back there. Nelson gives it up to Clifton, runs it to the near side, shakes a tackle, shakes another one, and it'll be brought down. He gets about three or four and right in the mud. Oh, boy. The Rugby Panthers had white jerseys, and now they are mud. That was a big splash here right by the Carrington sideline. So, boy, those jerseys are getting muddy. Hamilton is drenched. Oh, on a cold night. Okay. Third and six for Carrington. Here's Nelson. Eye formation. Turns. Wants to pass. Looks left. It's a quick screen pass to Bustis. Bustis has enough for a first down and into Rugby territory. And it'll be inside the 45. So a nice run there. So Nelson completes it, and Ethan Bustis had some room and took off. Got a Cardinal first down and moves it into Rugby territory. So we first and 10 on the 45 of Rugby. 6:04 to go. It's 14-0. Rugby leading the Cardinals here in the third quarter. Three tailbacks. Nelson digs in, turns, gives it to Clifton. And Nelson tripped up. Clifton dives forward. Gets about maybe one or two. Clifton, that is his eighth carry of the contest. He had 7 for 28 yards in the first half. Cade Lura in there for Carrington. Lura will be near side receiver, one right. That's Hendrickson, I formation in the backfield. Nelson, the senior QB, will dig in on second down and 9 for the Cardinals. Nelson takes the snap, and it's the option to the right side. Pitches it to Clifton. Clifton has 5, and maybe 10. We'll see where they mark it. Should be enough for a first down. So it is 9. It's a first down. So Cardinals will move the chains here with 5:11 to go in the third quarter. 14-0, Rugby leading Carrington. And that'll be first and 10 on the 35 of the Rugby Panthers. First and 10, 4:55 to go in the third. Near side receiver will be Tate Larson. I formation in the backfield, one receiver right. Nelson on the option, pitches it to Clifton. Clifton runs a near side, slips, and is brought down. I think he slipped for about 5 feet, and then Panthers tried to tackle him and slipped for another 4 or 5 feet. So it's second down and 10 now for Carrington. So no gain for the Cardinals. Ball's on the 35 of the Panthers. Cardinals have yet to score in this contest. They're down 14-0. Retzloff will be right side. Larson near side. Nelson in the gun. He's got Clifton to his right. Steps back behind him now. Busness in front of Nelson. Nelson in the gun. And takes a snap. And he runs it, and he's brought down. Well, let's see, spinning. And that was Kelby Gingrich, the senior, read that play perfectly and brought him down for no gain. So that should be a negative 1 yard. So third and 11 now for Carrington. Coming in there is Jacob Seberg, the sophomore. Got an update from the volleyball tournament here. Thanks, head coach Dale Peasley, for keeping us up to date. Cardinal volleyball team. So Carrington beats Rugby tonight, 25-12 and 25-19. Rugby was undefeated. So Carrington knocks him off 2-0 in pool play at the Laker Invite. That's in Dalle Lacs. Nelson back to pass. Nelson looks right, throws right, and it's incomplete. Threw to double coverage there and had a receiver, but a little bit long. Now we got fourth down and 11 now for Carrington. Ball's on the 36 of the Rugby Panthers. So Carrington went 2-0 tonight at the Laker Invite. They beat Park River 25-15, 25-12, and they beat Rugby 25-12 and 25-19. They'll have pool play tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. in Dalle Lacs. And I think they play Beulah. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I can't remember. So do not quote me on that. I know they play at 9. I just don't know the team. All right, fourth and 11 for the Cardinals. Nelson back to pass, looks left, gets under pressure. He'll keep it, has enough for 5, throws it complete to Hendrickson, and it's going to be first and goal. There's a flag, though. So flag coming from the far side. At least I didn't see it near side here. So what's the call here?
Is it a legal forward pass?
Legal forward pass. So that'll back up the Cardinals offense. So Nelson was on the scramble and went over the original line of scrimmage, and now that's a penalty as he passed it after the line of scrimmage. So Cardinals will back it up with 2:57 to go in the third quarter. It's 14-0 Panthers. So
there'll be a loss of down, which means that there'll be Panther ball.
So So loss of downs will be Panther ball. So, okay, Panthers will get it back. Second turnover on Carrington now. 2:57 to go in the third quarter. It's first and 10 for Rugby on their own 36. Rugby leading at 14-0. And here come the Panthers up on first and 10 on the 36-yard line. Receiver right side will be Devin Michaels. Two tailbacks back at the 30. Hamilton digs in, turns, gives it to one of his tailback. Holy smokes, a lot of room. And that's going to be Keith Vetch is off to the races. He's got it at the 30. Holy mackerel. There was a huge, huge hole there. And Vetch gets it to the 27. So 20, yeah, that's a 40-yard run there for Keith Vetch. That was a huge gap. I'm not sure what happened there in the Cardinals' defense. That just was lots of room for Vetch right up the middle. He's got some pretty good speed, then he took off to the left side. So the Rugby Panthers will have it. First and 10 now on the 27-yard line. 27-yard line of Carrington. 14-0. Rugby Panthers leading it, 2:29 to go here in the third quarter. Jaden Hamilton will dig in under center. Takes the snap, gives it the right side, and we're going to get a flag in there. The white hat. Be holding on the Panthers, so that will be, I think that's just their first offensive penalty. They had a defensive penalty. So that'll back them up 10 yards. So first and long. Cardinals have just had two penalties on offense too, so. All right, here are the Panthers now on first and 19 on the 37 of Carrington. Jaden Hamilton digs in. Turns, rolls to the far side, wants to pass, throws it, and has a receiver wide open. What is going on here? It's just a collapse by the Cardinals' defense. They've been playing so good. And that receiver was wide open. 37-yard touchdown. Just a mental and collapse here on the Cardinals' defense in the third quarter. They've given up two touchdowns. They were solid in the first half. 20-0 Rugby. 1:55 to go in the third. They'll go for the extra point. And the point is up and good. 21-0 Rugby leading Carrington. We'll be back to Stadium 76 right after this. Kickoff goes to Hendrickson. Has it at the 20. Now 25. Now 35. 40. And be brought down. Nice return, about 43-yard line for Carrington. So the Cardinals will have it in their own territory here, first and 10. 1:46 to go in the third quarter. It's 21-0 Panthers after the Cardinals' defense have given up two touchdowns here in the third quarter. And they have been wide open plays. Just ran it in. Had some good carries, and then Vetch completed that reception there with a touchdown. All right, here comes Carrington now. Some work to do. Nelson on first and 10 on their own 43-yard line. Nelson back to pass. Looks down the middle. Under pressure, and incomplete. Brought down hard. So be incomplete to Nelson, or from Nelson. So second and 10 now for Carrington. We also want to thank Dr. Collins with Sanford Jamestown Family Medical Clinics, providing outreach mental health services in Carrington, Cooperstown, and Valley City. So Carrington volleyball goes 2-0 at the pool play. It'll be Park River and Rugby tonight. Rugby volleyball team was undefeated, I believe, going into that match in the pool play tonight in DeLacs at the Laker Invite in Minot, Burlington, and DeLacs. Second and 10, here's Nelson back to pass. Looks right, and it's complete to Clifton. Has enough for five, spins. Has enough for a first down. Still on his feet, and gets it inside the 40. So 10, 17. Nice job there by Clifton, getting some extra yardage after the contact. So Carrington now will have it first and 10 on the 40 of the Panthers. Carrington so far this year started, 0-4. They beat West Hope, Newburgh, Glenburn 44-34 here in Carrington, and then they beat Bottineau last week 42-8. Now we got a whistle. Might be, let's see here, offsides on rugby. We'll double check here. I'm not sure. To be a false start on Carrington, so that'll back him up. So first and 15. Third penalty on the offense of Carrington. So that'll back him up now. The next up for Carrington will be at number 1 Langdon next Friday night. We'll have the coverage for about 6:45. They close out with Park River on Saturday, October 19th here in Carrington. All right, first and 15, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 21-0 Panthers. Nelson. It's a snap, and it falls through his fingers, and Cardinals get it back. Break for the Carrington Cardinals. Snap went through Nelson's fingers and hit him in the helmet and fell down. And the Cardinals get it back, so it'll be second and long now. See if we can get a Twins update here for you. Got some other updates, too. Oh, got a Langdon update. We'll keep it here as there's a timeout. So Langdon, Edmore, Munich was leading Bottineau 52-0 at the half. Let's see here. Maple Valley, Enderlin leading Hinkinson 12-6, end of fourth. End of third. There we go. So Maple Valley, Enderlin leading Hinkinson, end of third, 12-6. Minot leading Jamestown 14-13 at the half. Valley City at the half leading Wahpeton 7-0. All right, here we go. Second and 15. Nelson, and it's incomplete to Cade Lura, broken up. So Cardinals will have a third down and long now. See if we get a Twins update here for you. Oh, Twins tied it. Let's see here. It's still bottom of the fifth. Tied at 3, New York and Minnesota. Bottom of the fifth, it looks like. The Twins tie it. All right, third and 15, Cardinals. Nelson, plenty of time, throws it near side, complete to Hendrickson. Has enough for 5, and he's brought down. Maybe gets about 6 or so. So Hendrickson, first reception. All right, that'll go. That'll be the end of the third quarter. One more quarter to go. We'll have it for you next after this one-minute break. Rugby 21, Carrington 0. Welcome back to Stadium 76. One more quarter to go here in Carrington. It's been all rugby in this one, 21-0. Here's Nelson on fourth down. Scrambling, and he's going to be brought down. So the Cardinals will turn it over on downs. Slabaugh with the sack. So the Cardinals will turn it over, and rugby will get it here to start the fourth quarter, leading at 21-0. Panthers scored two touchdowns in the third quarter and one in the first quarter. Hamilton is thrown for 2 touchdowns now. All right, so here are the Rugby Panthers on first and 10 on their own 43. They lead at 21-0. Panthers will line up. Near side receiver will be Corey Mattern, the senior. 2 receivers right. Jaden Hamilton, the QB in the gun. Play action. And just out of reach of Slabaugh. Hamilton was brought down by the Cardinals defense. Now we got a flag. Might be a late hit. Block below the waist on the Panthers. So So that'll be their second offensive penalty here now. That'll back them up way back to about the 25. So first and, yeah, a long, long way. So first and 25 for the Rugby Panthers. All right. Jaden Hamilton on first down and 25. 11:48 to play. Hamilton digs in, takes the snap, gives it to the running back. Another hole, big hole for Vetch. Vetch is in Cardinal territory. So gets about 28 or so. Vetch, another big gain here on the Cardinals defense. So that'll put it almost to Cardinal territory, actually. So first and 10. Check that. They were had a long way to go. So it'll be second and 7, rather. So second and 7. The ball is marked at the 47. So gain of 18. Here's a. And let's see, Vetch again.
Corey Vetch up the middle. Looks like about a gain of 7. That's good enough for Panther first down.
So Corey Vetch gets enough for a first down. So that'll put it into Cardinal territory now. So it's first and 10 for Rugby on the 45 of the Cardinals. 10:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 21-0 Panthers. Been all Panthers in this one. Now the Yankees took the lead over the Twins 5-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Okay, I'm not going to check the score anymore because I checked the score. The Twins are either tied or ahead, and then a couple minutes later, Yankees take the lead. So I'm not looking at that thing anymore. All right, here's the give to the backfield, and no gain for the Rugby Panthers. So it'll be second down and 12, it looks like. So Cardinals will be at Langdon next week, Friday night, for another Class A Region 2 matchup. We'll have the coverage for you about 6:45 here on KDAK, live from Langdon. Number one Langdon, undefeated Langdon. Langdon, the defending Class A champs, looking strong again this year. They are beating Botno 54-0 tonight. All right, here are the Rugby Panthers. And we'll get a timeout. So we'll do the same. 9:36 to go. It's 21-0 Rugby leading Carrington here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back. Hamilton back to pass. Goes, and he has a receiver. It's going to be caught. It's going to be a touchdown. 47 yards. 47-yard. And that's to Corey Mattern. Boy, the Cardinals defense here just a collapse. Let's see, the fourth quarter. 9:28 to go here in the fourth. And Hamilton has just thrown for his third touchdown in the contest. And this one to Mattern from 47-yard catch and run TD. And the extra point is up and good, but there's a flag. And we'll see the Panther player kind of slow to get up.
Roughing the kicker on the Cardinals.
So roughing the kicker on the Cardinals will be called. So we have sets down the kickoff, I believe, looks like. All right, 28-0. Extra point, good. So 28-0, Rugby leading. Fourth quarter, we'll be back in 30. Welcome back to Stadium 76. I'm Greg for the Cardinal. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Appreciate you tuning in for Cardinal football. And it's been all rugby in this one. 28-0 over Carrington. 9:28 to go in the contest. The ball is teed up at the 45 at Carrington. And the ball goes now. Hendrickson will grab it deep in the end zone. And it'll be get a couple, well, about 10 more yards or so. So it'll be first and 10 for Carrington on the 18. So Jaden Hamilton, the senior QB, has thrown for 3 touchdowns. One to Junt, and then Vetch and Mattern. With a sideline here, right below the press box by where Carrington's standing, is all mud. Field's pretty beat up. All right, first and 10 on the 18. Nelson with 9:24 to go in the contest. 28-0 Panthers. Nelson back to pass. Looks right, throws right, has a receiver to Hendrickson. It's just out of his reach and complete. Nice try there, Nelson to Hendrickson. So second and 10 for Carrington now. Panthers next up for the Panthers now. They will host Westhope Newburgh Glenburn next week, Friday night. And then, not sure if that's a typo, Wednesday. Oh, yeah, might be right. At Botno, it's a Wednesday game, October 16th. That might be right before a teacher's convention. Here's Nelson on the option. Runs it right, and no gain, it looks like, for Carrington. Just 2 more regular season games left in the season. Class A football. So the Cardinals have Langdon and then Park River on a Saturday during teacher's convention. So looks like rugby tries to get their game done before teachers' convention. Carrington has their game on the Saturday of teachers' convention, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm probably aging myself calling it teachers' convention. Third and 10. Nelson, Hendrickson in motion. Nelson back to pass. Third down, throws right. Has a receiver, Clifton, it's caught! And it'll be at the 45, at about the 50, it'll be rugby territory. So, 32, about 34 yards. Nice catch there by Clifton. 32-yard reception for Clifton from Nelson. That was not an easy catch. And Clifton did a nice job. I guess it about actually at midfield, so. Be first and 10 for Carrington right on the 50. 8:13 to go. It's 28-0. Rugby Panthers leading. Nice play there, though. Let's see if the Cardinals get on the board. Receiver right side will be Matthew Thomas, the junior. Receiver right, Nelson in the gun. Clifton steps to his left. Nelson back to pass. Looks left. Under pressure, throws, and it's incomplete. And now it's picked. Picked by Rugby Panthers. It's going to be picked by Cody Junt, and Junt will return it to about the 30. First interception from Nelson, fourth turnover on the Cardinals. Thought it was going to fall incomplete, but Junt catches it, runs it back. So the Rugby Panthers will have good field position again here. With 7:40 to go in the contest, it's 28-0 Rugby leading Carrington. Coming up in our post-game report, we'll chat with head coach Kyle Smith of the Cardinals. All right, Hamilton will dig in now. Receiver right and left. Turns. Gives it to the left side. And brought down, short game, maybe 2. Now the Rugby Panthers just working the clock here now. That's number 33, Corey Vetch, for a couple. Sophomore. Now we got an injury timeout. So it's Colton Busness down on the field. Busness has been battling knee injuries here all season, so I'm not sure if it's that right now, but Ethan Busness down at about the 35-yard line, about midfield, middle of the 35. So we'll take a break. We'll come back right after this on the Cardinal. Welcome back to Stadium 76. Ethan Busness still down and being tended to for the Cardinals. 7:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 28-0. Rugby leading Carrington. Let's recap the scoring again. Rugby scored with 4:54 to go in the first quarter when Keith Vetch ran in from 2 yards out. The extra point was no good, making it 6-0. And then Rugby scored two touchdowns in the third quarter with 8:04 left. Jaden Hamilton connected with Cody Junt, the senior, 18-yard touchdown. Two-point conversion was good, making it 14-0. And Jaden Hamilton connected with Vetch again. This time a 37-yard touchdown. Extra point was good, making it 21-0. And then Hamilton connected with Corey Mattern for his third touchdown of the contest, a 47-yard catch-and-run TD. Extra point was good, making it 28-0. So that's where we stand right now here in the fourth quarter with 7:26 remaining. So Bust is still down and being looked at. And he's got his upper body is up, just his legs on the ground there sitting on. So they're going to bring out the stretcher here to take Ethan off the field. So Busness banged up pretty good on that play, the last play there. And they're bringing in the stretcher here to help him off the field. So we'll take another break, and we'll come back to Stadium 76 after this. So welcome back here to Stadium 76 in Carrington. And helping Ethan Busness off on a stretcher here as he's right below us now. So Ethan Busness hurt. And good sportsmanship shown here by Rugby as they're all knelt down. And Busness will help. Colton. Thank you. Sorry about that. Colton Busness. So Colton Busness, actually. I apologize. So 7:26 to go here in the fourth. So Colton Busness will be taken off the field with the stretcher here. So we hope he's okay. And getting a nice round of applause here tonight. Apologize, it's Colton Busness. I apologize for that. All right, here we go. And Hamilton will hand it off and brought down. Calder Kwame on the tackle to Corey Vetch. So it'll be third and long now for Rugby. 7 minutes to go. It's 28-0 Rugby leading here in the fourth quarter. All right, Panthers up now, third down. Here's Hamilton back to pass and throws it, and it's complete to Slaybaugh. And
Slaybaugh on the reception. Most of the chains.
Should be enough there for a first down.
First down, Panthers.
Slaybaugh kind of coming up slow too, kind of a took a hit there. All right, so that'll move the ball now, or move the chains. So first down, and ball's on the 25 at Carrington now. All right, rugby on first and 10. 5:56 to go. Hamilton digs in and takes a snap. It's a pitch to the right side. Vetch out there. And it gets maybe a yard, maybe two. To Vetch. So no gain, so. So second and 10 now for rugby. So 5:18 to go here in the contest. And the Panthers will line up. Two tailbacks, the backfield for the Panthers on second down. Hamilton now gives it up the middle. And working his way up and gets about five or so. Corey Vetch gets about five. Got an update from Enderlin. Let's see, what do we got here? Maple Valley Enderlin leading Hankinson. Actually, that's tied. Maple Valley Enderlin and Hankinson tied at 18. End of the fourth quarter going to OT in Enderlin. So had some good game of the week contests on Thunder 98.3. All right, here we go. Third and five for the Panthers now. And the snap gives to the right side and wrapped up.
Keep Vetch with the carry, no gain.
Vetch with the carry, no gain again.
We'll bring up fourth and five.
So fourth and five for rugby on the 20 of Carrington. Okay. Panthers line up a fourth down and five on the 20 of Carrington. And here's Hamilton digs in, rolls to the right side, passes, and it's incomplete.
Hamilton's pass is incomplete, intended for Michaels. Cardinals take over.
So incomplete to Devin Michaels. So Carrington will get the ball back here, down 28-0, 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. So Colton Busness hurt here in this quarter. So it's a big blow here to Carrington as Colton, four-year starter, center on the line there for the Cardinals. So head coach Kyle Smith will join us in our postgame report. See if we can get an update for Colton. First and 10 now for Carrington. Nelson back to pass. And it's complete to Hendrickson. He's brought down.
Hendrickson on the catch for Nelson.
It's about five or so. So complete to Hendrickson. That's Hendrickson's second reception now. Another update from Enderlin here. Let's see, what do we got here? Hankinson scored on the final play of regulation. So Hankinson won it. They didn't go into OT. So Hankinson wins it over Maple Valley Enderlin tonight in Class A Region 1 action. All right, second down now. Second and five for Carrington. Here's Nelson. Back to pass. Looks left, throws left. And it's incomplete. It'll be third down now for the Cardinals. And 2:37 to go here on the fourth quarter.
Ethan Busness was the intended target.
So 8-yard quarterback scramble, and Hankinson wins the contest over Maple Valley Enderlin.
And parents that there is Pop and Cookies in the East Commons area.
Okay, Nelson now on third down. And the snap, wants to pass again. Looks right, and it's incomplete. Intended for Hendrickson. Fourth down now for the Carrington Cardinals. All right, so Carrington will turn it, punt now here on fourth down. Nelson back to punt, and Hamilton back to receive at about the 40 or so. So here's the Cardinals punt from their own 25. Nice punt, goes to about the 40. Hamilton will take a knee. So it'll be first and 10 for the Rugby Panthers on about the 34 or so. So Rugby leading it 28-0 over Carrington with 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. All right, here we go. The Rugby Panthers will line up on first and 10 on their own 34. 2:22 to go. And Hamilton will dig in under center for the Rugby Panthers. Here's a snap, and it turns, gives it to the right side. Running back, and Vetch there gets about maybe 4 or 5.
Vetch on the carry. And a 4.
So 4 for Vetch, Keith Vetch. Just under 2 minutes to go now here in the contest. And Rugby driving, second and 6. And Rugby just working the time here, the play clock, working it down. Down to 4. And they'll call a timeout, so we'll do the same. 28-0, Rugby leading. Here in the fourth quarter, 95 seconds ago. All right, welcome back here. It'll be a handoff from the new QB now. It looks like Brody Schneibel, the freshman. Got 16 and 25 in there and 3. So we got Jack Paulson to Jonathan Lura and Noah Paulson. 25 in there as well. Noah Paulson, I think I said that one. 1:05 to go, and Rugby just working the clock here now as they lead it 28-0. So 7 seconds left in the game clock. And here's a snap. Give it up the middle, a handoff. And this should do it. So that'll be the final game or play of the game here. So your final from Carrington, 28-0, Rugby over the Cardinals. So with the win now, Rugby will improve to 3-2 in the region and 5-2 overall. Cardinals will drop to 2-3 in the region and 2-5 overall. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with the post-game report live from Stadium 76 right here on KDAK, the Cardinal, AM 1600, FM 100.1, and NewsDakota.com. All right, welcome back here to Stadium 76. I'm Greg for the Cardinal. And your final here from Carrington. Rugby over Carrington, 28-0. And Panthers now improved to 3-2 in the region and 5-2 overall. Carrington drops to 2-3 in the region and 2-5 overall. Let's recap the scoring here for you. So it was all Rugby in this one. They scored with 4:54 to go in the first quarter when Keith Vetch ran in from 2 yards out for the touchdown. Extra point was no good, making it 6-0 at that point. Then it was the Jaden Hamilton show as he threw for three touchdowns in the second half. Hamilton connected with Cody Junt for 18-yard touchdown. 2-point conversion was good, making it 14-0. With 1:55 to go in the third quarter, Hamilton again connected up with Vetch for a 37-yard touchdown. Extra point was good, making it 21-0. And then with 9:28 to go in the fourth quarter, Hamilton again, this time connected to Corey Mattern for a 47-yard catch and run touchdown. Extra point was good, making it 28-0. That is your final here from Stadium 76. We're going to check out some final scores here for you. So we got, looking at the Twins, 7-4 right now. Looks like Yankees are leading the Twins in New York, and that is in the bottom of the sixth. So, and right now, head coach Kyle Smith joins us in our post-game report. Thanks, Kyle, for joining us. We appreciate it.
You bet.
And just a hard-fought battle there and a tough loss to rugby tonight here in Carrington.
It was, and, you know, we're not a team that's built to play from behind, and we missed some opportunities early. You know, we had them fourth and six, and we had them stopped, and they broke a tackle, and they scored. I think our first three turnovers turned into three touchdowns for them. And on a night like this, you have to take care of the ball. We told the kids coming in, they're a big play team. You got to prevent the big play, and they made a few big plays. And so, for us, it's back to the drawing board. We got two region games left, and we got to get refocused and see what we can do the next 2 weeks.
The first half the defense was pretty solid. Second half, some collapse there, like some big holes. There's a big reception there too in the second half for rugby.
Yeah, part of that, their skilled kids are really good. They're fast, they're athletic, they're big. They had us outsized at every position at receiver, and if we can force teams into a running game, I feel pretty good. But we're really young in our D back situation. But bottom line is, if we don't turn the ball over, we keep the ball and we drive best defense against a team like that is to keep the ball in your hands, and we didn't do that.
Colton Busness went out. Any status or update on him?
Nope, I don't have anything. Precautionary. We took him off on the stretcher, so we're hoping for the best for Colton, and we'll find out more this weekend or Monday, I guess.
Okay. All right, let's talk about what's next for the Carrington Cardinals. Let's see, Battle of the Cardinals next Friday night, right, in Langdon?
Yeah, and, things don't get any easier for us. Langdon's the number one team in the state, and they are a well-oiled machine, and we're going to have to put a better performance together, and we're going to have to take care of the ball. You turn the ball over on them, and they're going to hurt you just like rugby did to us tonight. And so we need to go up there and be prepared to play a really good team, they're a team also that thrives on the big play, just like rugby does, and we got to find a way to keep the ball in front of us and keep the ball in our hands on offense.
Hopefully the field's a little bit drier up there, right?
Yeah, the field, the field condition was really bad tonight. It was bad for both teams. It took away some of the things we wanted to do as far as pulling linemen and things like that. That's really hard to do, but, it is what it is, hopefully Lang didn't get as much rain as we did.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Scott. We'll let you go, and good luck next Friday night.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
Yep, you bet. Not a problem.